Well, Harold, thanks for being here with us today.
Thank you.
One of the things on the agenda happened to be the approval of the ordinances that we've kind of spent some time talking about, accessory structure ordinance as well as the new sign ordinance. Basically, Assistant City Manager Dylan Feek kind of worked through a lot of those things. The goal was to make things easier to understand and interpret. So what will these new ordinances provide for citizens?
Basically, what it's designed to do is it's designed to provide an opportunity so that the code is a little bit more clearly defined, so that as staff reviews what's appropriate and what's not appropriate, there isn't as much staff interpretation as far as what code does or does not say. So, for example, what's the difference between a deck or a patio or a porch? Code wasn't really clear. It mentioned a deck and a patio and a porch, but it didn't really clearly define what those were. So what rules apply to those is sometimes difficult to figure out. So, yeah, the approach was to, in particular with accessory structures, was to further define that, make the code a little bit more clear. That way, instead of citizens coming in needing to do something, a project or whatever, maybe we don't always have to send them to the Board of Adjustment or someone like that, you know, additional process in there. It's addressed clearly up front in the code, what's appropriate, what's not appropriate. So hopefully the people will be able to get their permits faster and get on to their projects. Same thing with signage. It's been a while since we've taken a look at signage. Signage has changed quite a bit. And so we just wanted to provide an opportunity to make sure that our signage coding was up to date and addressed all the modern methods of signage and everything else. And then allow for some uses that have been issues lately. How those issues are handled are clearly defined in the code, so we're not, again, interpreting or taking things through an additional process that costs time and money, so that people can get their approval and get on their way.
And so really it's just kind of like, I guess to sum it up, pretty much a streamlining effort for the citizens of Knoxville.
Yeah, I would say that's a good way to put it. You know, our goal here at City Hall is not to necessarily be in the way. And so the sooner we can get those projects approved and those projects can get done.
Also yesterday, the city approved a new city logo. It's going back to the Iowa flag and checkered flag design, kind of a variance off of that design. And what will that involve, and when will we start seeing that kind of pop up and around?
We had a discussion with the council several months ago, and we had discussed the logo, particularly as we're getting geared up to start redoing the city website and those kinds of things. So it seemed kind of opportune at the time to kind of take care of that at the same time and make sure that that's the logo that the city really wanted to stand behind for the foreseeable future, as our website's probably going to be that way for 4 years before we do a complete overhaul again on it. So we want to make sure it was up to date and accurate for the next 4 years. And at that time, council gave us direction that they wanted to return back to the old logo with the Iowa State flag and the race flag and the logo that has been on the city vehicles for quite a while. And that was another area of confusion. You know, city vehicles had the old logo on it. Some of our letterhead had the new logo on it. You have the welcome signs into town that have the eagle and those statements on it. So there wasn't much consistency. So we had a conversation with council, and of course they directed us to go back to the old logo, but they wanted to kind of give a little bit of a makeover, bring it up a little bit more modern, make it a little bit more printer friendly and those kinds of things. And so staff has been working on that. We've had Scott Ziller from McKay Insurance and Peachtree Brewery that has a degree in graphic design that's been assisting us with this. So we came up with a logo with the Iowa flag up above, and the race flag is kind of mirrored down below the Knoxville. And council liked that concept and that logo, and so that's what they've approved. So we'll begin changing probably, you know, as we're needing to replace letterhead and cards and those kinds of things. Those will gradually be phased out into the new logo. We'll begin updating, you know, with the newer vehicles and those kinds of things. We'll put the new logo on that. And then obviously when the website rolls out, that will be on there as well, representing the city.
And then finally yesterday too, just a quick note on the bike trail. You guys were granted an easement to help out finish out phase four of the bike trail. Where is that going to be, and when would you expect that to get started?
You know, I guess the city's been working on the bike trail for quite some time. It's broken out into several different phases. Phase four in around Compatine Creek and in that area is where we'll be working next. I do believe we have some grant funding and those kinds of things secured. It's been budgeted for in this year's budget. So my guess is probably this next spring or so is when we'll really start taking a look at that and really getting some things going on that phase. It'll probably carry over to next fiscal year as well. But last night was just a little bit of an easement that we needed from one of the neighboring property owners that they were gracious enough to cooperate with us on. And so hopefully this next spring we'll get into that phase of the bike trail.
All right. Is there any other things you want to mention from last night or overall what's going on in the city?
Just that we're excited to have some of the fire chief candidates coming in here in the next few weeks. Hopefully we'll get that position filled and back to full staff. And then just encourage people to exercise their democratic rights today and get out and vote.
All right. Well, thanks very much, Harold.
Thank you.